Hey, this is Bobby McGraw, one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Let me ask you a question today. Why don't you trust God? Why don't you trust Him? What area of your life do you not trust Him? Now, that's a harsh question to start with, isn't it? That's sort of not the peppy, hey, welcome to the podcast kind of question, but here's what I want us to think about today. And I wanted to start that way to get our attention, because in Psalm 139, in verse 23, David, a man after God's own heart, says this: "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." David is essentially praying, God, would you show me my fear? God, would you show me my anxious way? David had a lot to worry about. He had enemies. He had people questioning him. He had disruption within his own family. There were people that wanted to take him off the throne. There was a lot to be afraid of. Now, I don't know what you're afraid of, but what I do know is people are afraid of a lot of things. They have a lot of fear. They have a lot of phobias. I did a little Google research a couple weeks ago, just looking up different phobias, because there's some phobias that we all know about, like arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. But I begin to wonder, what are other fears that are out there? One of them is somnophobia. This is the fear of falling asleep. Isn't that crazy? People are actually afraid of falling asleep. One fear that I don't know that is an official phobia, but we hear it a lot in our generation, is FOMO. It stands for the fear of missing out. This happens a lot in social media, where we're looking at everybody's other, at basically their highlight reels, right? All of the glamorous moments in their life. And we think, man, why can't I have that? And so we have the fear of missing out. One that I think is funny, but a lot of people actually do have, is chlorophobia, the fear of clowns. There's one fear that I think is truly debilitating to a lot of our teenagers, even adults, is nomophobia, the fear of being without cell phone coverage. There's also the pagnophobias, the fear of beards. And I may not say this one exactly right, but there's the hippopotamonstrosis quipid oleophobia, which is the fear of long words. Now, I don't know what you're afraid of. I don't know if any of these phobias ring a bell with you, but there's a lot of folks I talk to that are afraid of something. They're afraid of losing their job. They're afraid of maybe not getting married by a certain age. Or there's some married people that are afraid of getting stuck in their marriage and it just doesn't seem to get better. Some folks are afraid of the future. Some are afraid of failing. And honestly, there are some people that have a deep-rooted fear of succeeding. What if things actually do go well? Now, the reason why this is so important to talk about today and to think about what are we afraid of and to say, just like David, show me my fears, is because what we fear the most shows where we trust God the least. Think about that. What we fear the most often is an indicator of where we trust God the least. That's why I open this to say, why don't you trust God? See, if we're scared to death about our marriage and it not working out, what we're actually saying is, God, I'm not trusting you with my marriage. Or if we're afraid that we're not going to be able to pay the bills, we're saying, God, I'm not trusting you to be my provider. If we're afraid that our kids aren't going to be safe, what we're saying is, God, I'm not trusting you with my kids. See, the things that we fear the most are often the places where we trust God the least. And so here's what I want to encourage you to think about today. Would you consider praying this part of the prayer with David, where David says, test me, know my anxious thoughts. God, would you dig beneath the surface? God, would you help me to identify those areas of fear so that, here we go, so that we can replace that fear with truth. In fact, if you're with us Sunday or if you watch the replay, I talked a little bit in the message about some fear that's been going on in my life, and I'm still digging at it. I'm still trying to get at the source of it, so I don't know all the details of it yet, but there are areas of my life that I've seen fear. I didn't realize it was fear, but as I begin to pray this prayer, God began to reveal it to me, and so now that I see it there, I am replacing that fear with truth. Let me give you some examples. 2 Timothy says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control, right? True love, the Bible says, drives out fear. And so in this area of my life where I see fear, I'm replacing that fear with truth. So today, whatever you're afraid of may be an area that you need to say, God, would you help me to trust you? God, would you help me to rely on you? And one great way to do that is to do a little Google search about Bible verses that deal with whatever that fear is. Print those off, download them to your phone, and begin just to read those every single day. And there's going to be some verses you read right past, but there's going to be a verse in there, I guarantee you, that pops off the screen and impacts your life. Well, hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. Today's podcast, as well as Tuesday's, was part of basically a recap of last Sunday's message. And man, it really struck a chord with some folks. And so if you missed it, or if you just want to go back and re-listen to it, it's on my blog a couple of days ago. It was posted on Tuesday, I believe. So just go to yourbetterstory.com, yourbetterstory.com. And as always, the Sugar Hill Church app has places where you can listen again and watch again. And if this was encouraging to you, I would just ask you, would you consider to share this with the people in your life? Well, I hope you have a great day today. This weekend is going to be incredible around Sugar Hill Church. Pastor Chuck has a brand new teaching that I think is going to be really impactful. So I hope you'll join us at 9:30 or 11. And then also at 11, we have our Spanish service with Pastor Carlos, which is unbelievable. So if you know some folks that speak Spanish and aren't plugged in somewhere, we would love for them to join us this Sunday at 11. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.